Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Tanzania generated 315,000 tons of plastic waste in 2018, of which an estimated 40% only was collected. The International Union for Conservation of Nature says that in the same year, 9,000 tons of plastic leaked into the country's oceans, rivers, and lakes. But as the public becomes more aware of the problem, there are an increasing number of initiatives to deal with the plastic waste problem and opportunities to recycle. I recently met Alexis Cronin, an architect who, together with his partner, started Dunia, a sustainable design company based in Arusha. It makes high-end furniture from plastic waste, a lot of which is extracted from landfills. He explained how the plastic planks are made.
So we call the planks greenwood, and as you say, it is effectively like creating wood. You can cut it, carve it, screw it, drill it, join it, just like you would wood. And we create the greenwood through a series of processes. So the first process is collection. So we collect the plastic through our donated plastic or our purchased plastic. From there, it's separated into the different families that we're able to use, shredded, cleaned, and sorted. From there, it's fed into a machine which extrudes the plastic. So what does extrusion? Extrusion is basically you feed a machine and through heat and pressure, you squeeze out the plastic in a contained cast. And that cast is a 4x2 metal post. And then we pop the metal cast off and we're left with a plank that's a 4x2 plank. And that's it.
I noticed in the pictures I've seen of your products that some of them look very smooth. There's some sort of polishing, I should imagine, that happens.
Yeah, so what we're doing is not unique. What I mean by that is there has been recycled plastic planks on the planet for a long time, over 20 years, I would say. And we have all seen, you know, the plastic park benches. Some are nice, some are not so nice. And I guess when we started this, we wanted our products not to look like park benches. So we added a level of design which allowed us to maybe lift the quality above the standard park benches. And in order to do that, we had to trial a lot of finishing mechanisms. So there are several techniques that we use to make the furniture have that high quality, high-end finish. And it being a smooth aspect would be kind of one of those aspects.
You're an architect, you make very, very high-end furniture. It looks great, the stuff that I've seen, but you also make school benches.
Yeah, if you look at our logo, there's a play there. There's a half a circle, like half of a perfect circle on the left-hand side. And on the right-hand side, there's a series of lines that are kind of scribbled to kind of balance the circle. And that logo represents a lot of what Dunia stands for. So it's a kind of a balance between perfect and imperfect. And so a lot of our existence is born out of producing high quality, high-end furniture, which we did in order to prove that you can create something extraordinary from something quite ordinary. But also there's the other side of Dunia, which is more the kind of the CSR side, if you will. And that has been equally extraordinary, where we create school desks from recycled plastic waste and provide companies to purchase the desks through the tourism and hospitality industry, where tourists are coming to Tanzania and they want to give back to the communities. So these school desks have been going into government schools for, I want to say, over 5 years now. We've put into place, I think it's over 500 at this point. Typically in Tanzania, you'll have 3 kids sitting on a school desk. So that's probably around 1,500 kids that are sitting on a recycled plastic bench across Tanzania at the moment.
Does any part of your work at all involve making the public aware of the need to recycle plastic?
Yeah, so that's very much at the center of Dunia. Like in Tanzania, when we first started, there was very little knowledge on plastic and recycling. So the pillars on which we developed Dunia were basically 4 E's. And the E's were education, employment, environment, and enterprise. As a business, I mean, you need to be profitable in order for the business to survive, in order for it to be able to feed into the educational aspects, the employment aspects, and obviously then have impact with the environment. So a lot of what we do would be giving talks, educational tours, bringing people into the workshops, allowing them to see what we do, going to schools, talking to them, educating them.
I noticed on your website, and I know you've subsequently told me that this is a very imperfect and controversial measure, but I loved it. The fact that you can see the percentage of a tree that has been saved in a particular product and the amount of plastic recycled.
Yeah, it's very difficult for someone to understand what 150 kilos looks like, or 10 kilos, or 900,000 kilos. Like, you know, it's very hard to have that visual. So we wanted to compare it to wood, because everybody has an idea of a tree. So the idea was to be able to compare our green wood planks to that of maybe a mature tree that we could then say, okay, we use 44 planks, and in a tree of a specific kind of scale and age and species, that tree would have 100 planks potentially, and therefore we would be able to say that we would be saving X percent of that tree. So it was a mechanism to highlight to people what their furniture looked like in real terms for someone to be able to relate to.
Thanks to Alexis Cronin of Dunia Design, and you can find out more about them on www.duniadesigns.org. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate. FMR.